You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. And today, it's a special kind of day. I have two young Zimbabweans on the line with me. First person with me today is Yeukai Mudzi, and she's an international development professional based here in Washington, D.C. And I also have Tinashe Mukogo on the line in Kenya, but he's a professional currently pursuing his MBA in France. Yeukai and Tinashe, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
And I'll start off with you, Yeukai, ladies first, and you know, you're local. So, Yeukai, give us a little bit, just a quick background about yourself.
Sounds good. Well, yes, I'm based in Washington, D.C. I'm doing strategic advisory work here for an international development organization. And I was born and bred in Zimbabwe. And I've traveled a bit, but, you know, I have a passion for my country. And, you know, my name is actually, it was my father wanted my name to be Yeukai Jemuhondo. So, and my mom, of course, pushed and asked it to be shortened just to Yeukai. So I've got a passion for Zimbabwe in terms of just remembering what was fought for and what really we want for governance. So it's interesting to me to observe what's going on now and stop and, you know, ask myself, what's my responsibility at this point?
Thanks, Yeukai. And Tinashe, give us a little bit about yourself.
Well, so I've also been born and bred in Zimbabwe. And after high school, I actually stayed and worked for Deloitte for about 9 years. And I think seeing the whole evolution of Zimbabwe through that period from hyperinflation to dollarization to a seemingly a period of growth to sort of like a recession again, I think those highs and lows kind of helped just ignited my passion for Zimbabwe and I guess Africa overall. So I thought that in order to make an impact, one of the things I needed to do was to spend some time studying abroad and then hopefully come back to Africa and Zimbabwe later on as well to then try to contribute. So essentially my passion is trying to find ways to build Zimbabwe and also build the rest of Africa as well, because I feel that a lot of the problems that we have are very comparable across the continent.
Now let's talk about what's happening in Zimbabwe. Yeukai, tell me how you perceive these movements as a young Zimbabwean.
I mean, we grew up knowing that you don't speak out about things that you see as being wrong, perhaps at a governmental level. That was just not something you did. So observing now, you know, and you know, you have people having conversations where they complain, but they complain in secret. But getting to a point where people are standing up and saying, you know, this is not just about politics. This is about people's livelihoods. And so as I observe that, it's very encouraging to see people coming together and saying enough is enough and saying we, at this point, we can't keep silent. We can't keep living in fear. And just stopping and saying, what are we doing for the next generation? The previous generation pushed for us to have political independence. But that type of political independence they fought for and the type of governance we're seeing today doesn't align with, you know, what was fought for. So seeing people just standing up and saying, you know, let's rethink and say, where should our country be? It's very encouraging. So it makes me happy and stop and think, what is my role?
Tinashe, if you can chime in there.
I think what's really been inspiring and where I think young people play a role is that historically we've kind of looked to the political elites or those who are much older to effect change in our country. But then what's happening now is it's no longer necessarily people who are, you know, 40, 50 years older than us who are bringing the change. It's literally the citizens, the young people, the people who are on the ground and are getting impacted by the challenges that are there, who are now pushing for the agenda for national development. So I think young people have a massive role because, for most African countries, the median age is about 22 years of age. And so basically most of the people in all of these countries and in Zimbabwe are young people.
One of the things that I've been really thinking about through what's been going on these past couple of weeks is the role of the diaspora. How can we really assist with some of these movements for those who want to?
So for one, I mean, I'm looking at how these movements have started and it's been social media. It's been technology. The times are different. We're not in a time where it's just newspapers or things like that. There's that idea of you can leverage another platform. So, for example, for us, I mean, I can't say everyone, but for me as a diaspora person, I stopped and what both Tinashe and I kind of stopped with this project that we're doing called Reconstitute. And we stopped and we thought, how can we contribute? How can we leverage technology to somehow encourage what's going on at home and also stand up and add our voices. And we thought the Constitution is a powerful tool for citizens to hold the government accountable. And we thought, wait, we don't know the Constitution.
That was Yeokai Mudzi and Tinashe Mukogo, both founders of Reconstitute Project, joining me today on the Youth Forum. Make sure you join us next week as we continue our discussion with Yeokai and Tinashe as they talk more about their project, Reconstitute Project.